But we'll read that in a sec. But first, I need some volunteers. Because I need you to do some missions for me. So if you want to come and do a mission for me, why don't you come up to the front and tell me what mission, and I'm going to give you some missions. Okay? Anyone else want to do a mission? Do you want to come do missions? Yeah, come on. Okay. Just two of you. I should have brought prizes, shouldn't I? Okay, mission one. I want you to go and get me a pair of glasses. Anyone? You'd be very good, yeah. Hey, come on. Does anyone else want to come and help? There you go. Okay, who's with these?
My dad's.
Your dad's. Okay. Brill. Okay. Mission two. I need you to get me... You can help her with this. Someone's left shoe. Oh. Oh, look at that! You got it! Hey! Oh. There you go, I'm not wearing that. Okay, mission number three. You can do it from the seats if you want. Can you get me a notice sheet? Can anyone get me a notice sheet? Oh, look at that. Was there none left? No, there's none this week. There's no new ones this week. Okay, a flyer. Can anyone get me a flyer for some events? Go on. Is anyone... God, do you want to bring it up? Oh, you've got one? Oh, well, there you go. Very good. Okay. Last one. Here's a mission. Can you get me... Ready? Eternal life. No? No? There you go. Go and sit down. Thank you very much. Give me a clap. There you go. Who's... glasses? There you go. Okay, well, we're looking today, and we're thinking about Jesus' mission. We're in a series being certain about Jesus, and today we're thinking about how we can be certain about Jesus' mission. Now, I'm clicking, John. Whilst we're waiting for the PowerPoint, turn to the person next to you. What would you say Jesus' mission was? Talk to them. And then second question, turn to the person next to you. What's your mission in life? What's your mission in life? Tell the person next to you what your mission in life is. I don't know what you might have said for that. We have different missions in life. Maybe you thought, my mission in life is to eat lots of sweets. Did anyone say that? No? No? My mission in life is to, I don't know, be happy. Did anyone say that? Maybe my mission in life is to look after my family. Did some people say that? That kind of thing? Yeah? My mission in life, I don't know, is to have a good retirement plan already. Maybe that's your mission in life. I don't know. What's your mission in life? Well, we're looking at Jesus' mission now, and we're going to see that Jesus' mission actually affects our mission. They're related in lots of ways. Here's some people. What's their mission? Can anyone? There's one. What about this at the top right? The Avengers. What's their mission? Defend the Earth. Now, I'm showing my age a bit here. Bottom left, Star Trek The Next Generation. There you go. What about this guy at the top? What do you think his mission is? Someone said it. To be the world's strongest man, yeah. And what about all those people at the bottom right there? You can't believe that. What's their mission? Yeah? Yeah, to climb to the top of Everest. You can't believe it. There's only a small window of time you can get to the top, isn't there, at Everest? So they've all got to go at once. That's their mission, but we're thinking about Jesus' mission and our mission. And to do that, first we're going to read a bit from the Bible. It's going to be on the screens, and Marilyn's just going to read the first bit for us.
But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, God's Messiah. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
Thank you very much. So you've got a couple of names for Jesus there. You've got God's Messiah or Christ, that means he's the King, God's King, and you've got the Son of Man. Some other name from the Old Testament that refers to Jesus, the one who's given all glory and authority and power. And so Jesus' mission might surprise us. If he's this mighty king who's going to have all authority and power, Jesus said, my mission is this, to die. Did anyone say that when you were chatting earlier? What's your mission in life? I don't think so, did we? But that's what Jesus says. My mission is to die. That's very strange, isn't it? Yeah? So far, if you've been around in church for the last few months or so, we've been looking at Jesus' life. We've seen he's the perfect man. We've seen he's God in the flesh. He could do anything he liked. He could have a perfect family. He could become really famous. He could get rid of all the bad guys. But he says, my mission is to be rejected, to suffer, and to die. What a strange mission. Why was that Jesus' mission? Well, I've got a video, and we're going to watch a video, and we're going to see someone die for a reason. So let's just watch this video.
That missile is targeted to the giant's current position. Where's the giant, Mansley?
Well, we can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
You mean we're all going to...
To die, Mansley, for our country.
Screw our country! I want to live!
Hold him, man. Make sure he stays here like a good soldier.
Oh, no. It's a missile. When it comes down, everyone will die.
There it is!
Shouldn't we get to a shelter?
It wouldn't matter.
Fix.
Giant?
Ogre. You stay. I go. No following.
I love you.
Let's go home.
The Iron Giant have to die. Why did the Iron Giant die? Yeah, he was sacrificing himself, wasn't he? He took the death, he took the explosion so that the people who had no other chance could live, so that they didn't have to. And the Bible says that's why Jesus came. We read it in that first reading in Isaiah. We read he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That actually Jesus came to die to take the punishment we deserve for our sin. The punishment we deserve for our sin is like a big rocket. It's going to destroy us. There's nothing we can do about it. And yet Jesus came to die to take that punishment in our place on the cross. So Jesus' mission is to die. But then we saw something else, didn't we? To die and live forever. Unlike the Iron Giant, Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again 3 days later to defeat death forever. So that's Jesus' mission. He says, my mission is to die and then live forever, to forgive your sins, to take the punishment you deserve. So that's Jesus' mission, okay? But then Jesus goes on in this Bible passage to say, my mission affects your mission. If you're a Christian, if you're trusting me, Christian means Christ follower, then your mission will be similar to my mission in some ways. And we're going to read what that looks like now.
Then Jesus said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?
So I've not put page numbers on my notes. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. So we've seen Jesus' mission to die and to live forever. And then he says, if you're a follower of me, if you're following in my footsteps, that's your mission too, to die to self. Doesn't he say, to deny yourself, to take up your cross. You don't take up your cross if you're on your way to be crucified. To die to self. To follow me. That's what Jesus says. Jesus didn't put himself first, did he? He put his people first. The Iron Giant didn't put himself first. He put those people first. Jesus says to die to self is not to put myself first, but to put Jesus first. To live his way. To follow him in his footsteps. To do what he wants, not just what we want. To live to please Jesus, not to live to please ourselves. That's what it means to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. It's to die to self. It's not very popular in our culture, is it? Our culture says, express yourself. Be yourself. Be whatever you want to be. Jesus says, die to self. Deny yourself. Follow me. Do as I want. And you might be thinking, that sounds quite hard work. And it is hard work. But actually, Jesus says, it might be hard, but is the path to life. That is the path to life. I often think about it a bit like this. I've got kids. It's hard work. Yeah? But it's life-giving. It's great. I enjoy it. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's good. And Jesus says, it is hard to deny yourself and put me first, but it is good, and it is the path to life. Jesus' followers, we die to ourselves, and we live forever. We find life forever. And then he has a warning, doesn't he, in that passage. He says, you could live for yourself now. You could do whatever you want now. You could have the whole world now. You could have everything. That's fine. But if you live like that, you're not a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you'll lose your soul. You'll lose the most precious thing. Your sins won't be forgiven. You won't know life forever with Jesus. But if you are willing to live for Jesus now, it's fantastic. You get life forever starting now. I just want to read about a couple who put that into practice, Jim and Elizabeth Elliott. If you're at the Redeemer School, I did an assembly on these about a year ago. Let me read what this book says. And this is a fantastic little book, by the way, if you want to get one for your kids, about different Christians. Jim Elliott thought his friends were very special. He thought his wife Elizabeth and baby Valerie were very special. I'm sure when he was little, he thought his toys and teddies were special too. But Jim knew that his friend Jesus was the most special of all. Jim wanted to tell people who lived in the middle of South America in the jungle that they could be Jesus' friends. Jim and his friends flew an aeroplane over the jungle. They dropped presents to the people who lived there. They looked and shouted out, "Hello!" from the plane. After months and months of doing this, they landed there. They met some of the people, and they were ready to tell them about Jesus. But then a very terrible thing happened. The people from the jungle killed Jim and his friends. Jim's wife, Elizabeth, didn't hate the people from the jungle. She loved them because her friend Jesus loved them. Elizabeth, with little Valerie, went into the jungle to tell the people who killed Jim that Jesus wanted to be their friend. She cared for them, worked with them, and told them about Jesus. They listened, and some of them became Jesus' friends too. Isn't that an amazing story? About a couple who were willing to die to their self to share this message so that other people could live. And Jim died in that jungle, but he knows life forever. He is with Jesus forever. And the love for Jesus, the wanting to deny themselves and follow Jesus, meant Elizabeth was willing to go to those same people who killed her husband and share the message with them. Just a question. And Jim Elliott, Elizabeth Elliott, Jim Elliott, sorry, wrote this. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. He was willing to give his life to gain life forever. So we've seen Jesus' mission, haven't we? To die so we can be forgiven, to die in our place, and then to live forever. And Jesus' followers' mission, us, if we're Christians, to die to ourselves and to live forever with Jesus. Let's just take a moment to think. What's that going to look like for me in my life? How can I live as a follower of Jesus? So a moment of quiet. And then I'll pray. Father, we thank you so much that Jesus was willing to come on a mission to this earth to die for us. Thank you for how much you love us, and please help us as we seek to follow Jesus as his forgiven people. In Jesus' name, amen.